I'm not really sure what they're, I think that I have been under the impression that they caught mosquitoes, and I term them mosquito bugs.
Uh-huh, okay.
And I know that's not the real name for them, but I think they do eat mosquitoes.
Well, you'd be surprised, there's many names for them as there are people in the world almost. Mm-hmm. What do you call the insect that builds a kind of a paper nest about the size of a football?
Bees.
Okay.
About the size of a football? Mm-hmm. They could get bigger than that, if a bee's hive thing. Mm-hmm. Is that what you had in mind?
Yeah, I'm looking for a whole list of things that are in there. And there's one kind of insect we haven't mentioned. Sometimes when you walk through grass, you may get afterwards the little
chiggers or red bugs.
Okay,
they're two different things.
They are. Okay, what's the difference?
A red bug is actually an immature mite.
Mm-hmm.
A chigger lives. Now, a red bug is on grass most of the time. A chigger lives in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I know that, I've read it besides this, I used to take my kids fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd think, well, now this is a clear place. We don't have to worry about red bugs. And you get more chiggers on them than you get red bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And they are smaller. They emit a saliva that is poisonous to the skin, and that's what makes them itch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can see a red bug if you look closely, and before you've scratched it, it will not go in the flesh, and you can pick it off with a needle.
Mm-hmm.
But a chigger, that's a lost cause.
Can't see that at all. What do you call those tiny little fish that are often used for bait?
Goldfish? Okay. Oh, minnows.
Oh.
Minnows.
Uh-huh. And
perch, also perch.
All right, we were really looking for minnows. In your house, sometimes you may look up in the corner and you'll see this little
spider web.
All right.
That's what you'd see in my house, possibly, occasionally.
And if you saw something similar, I don't know what you call it.
It's cobweb, but.
Now, you use the expression spider web for up in the corner, but you would say
cobweb
outdoors.
Yes, on the weeds.
Uh-huh.
But you'd say they'd be spider webs.
Mm-hmm.
That means you haven't cleaned the house in a while.
Do you know of any unusual roots or anything that would be of interest in this area that are used for any particular purpose?
Medicinal?
Mm-hmm.
There's a tree that's called a prickly ash tree.
Uh-huh.
The bark, I don't think anybody does it now, but back when I was a child, and it wasn't so easy to get to a doctor, and we'd have a bad cough, mother would take the bark of prickly ash and boil it with honey just a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And it would get thick, and you could eat a spoonful of that. This bark made it taste, well, let me see. I can't exactly describe the taste, but it would give it a taste that would ease the coughing.
Uh-huh.
It would soothe it where it didn't burn. You can't say it burned,
mm-hmm.
but it had a hot type of feeling that would ease the cough.
Did she have a name for this bark?
She just called it prickly ash, and she'd say prickly ash and honey.
Uh-huh. Okay.